This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One hesitates to use the phrase kick the can down the road flippantly, but that is in fact what's going on over in Brussels with what one can only hope are the end stage negotiations of the interminable Greek debt crisis. European finance ministers cut short a meeting today. They are going to give it another go tomorrow, perhaps. Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund, says the current Greek offer relies too much on raising tax revenue. That's something that has not been an economic strength for Athens of late. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been in Greece reporting on stories of ordinary people there and how they are just doing their jobs and trying to get by. And today, not coincidentally, the tax collector. Here you go.
For Maria Papadopoulou, the crisis may well take a turn for the worse. She's a tax collector. She'll be required to raise more revenue. No easy task when you consider what she and her colleagues already face from the reluctant taxpayers of Athens.
Physical threats, swearing, spitting, and at some point they even try to grab you. We have that in a daily basis.
There are no security guards in her tax collection office. She and her colleagues have to deal with the more violent and threatening taxpayers themselves.
They threaten you, your mother, your family. This is the way of expressing their anger and their depression.
Maria admits this is not her dream job.
It's an underpaid and difficult job.
Why do you do it?
To have insurance and steady paycheck.
Hatred of tax collectors hits the humblest officials and the highest. Harry Theoharis became the Greek equivalent of the head of the IRS 2 years ago, his mission to crack down on evasion. His office got calls saying it would only cost 5,000 euros to have his legs broken. Today he plays down the threat.
The police always assessed it, and they assessed it as not an organized thing.
Nobody's actually going to come after you and break your legs.
Yeah, hopefully.
But Theoharis quit the agency only 17 months into a five-year term. He couldn't stand the intense political pressure to lay off investigating well-connected individuals.
Those things would increase more and more. And instead of actually doing my job, I would have to deal with those kind of pressures on a daily basis.
The fate of Harry Theoharis was no surprise to Aristides Hatzis, professor of law and economics at Athens University.
He was very good at his job. So his behavior annoyed a lot of people, especially powerful, economically and politically powerful people.
Cronyism and corruption have further undermined the willingness of millions of ordinary Greeks to pay their taxes, as tax collector Maria Papadopoulou knows only too well from the tax dodgers she deals with every day.
Even though I don't justify them, their actions, I can understand the way they think.
Under pressure from its creditors, Greece raised an extra $1 billion in tax revenue last year. But it's estimated that more than $50 billion is owed in unpaid back taxes. The tax collectors have a long way to go. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.